So good morning. Nice to be back with you today. And I want to begin by sharing with you a story about a couple that went on vacation along the coast. And while they were there, they met another young couple about the same age, and they kind of developed a friendship. And the two women were talking, and they decided to make a date that the next day they would go shopping. One of the men was a sailor, and he told his new friend, he said, "Why don't we go out sailing tomorrow?" So they decided they would do that. So the next day they were out sailing, and sure enough, a big storm came up. They found themselves having to go then upwind back to the harbor. And of course, if you know anything about sailing, that's a lot of work tacking back and forth to go up into the wind. And as they were going through this narrow channel, the tide was also going out. And sure enough, they ran aground. And so the man who had done some sailing, he said, "Well, I'll jump out." And he jumps into the off the boat to help push it off the side of the shore. And he's about knee deep in mud. And the rain has just pouring down, and it's streaming down his face. And he's using all his energy to get the boat free. And he looks up at his new friend, and in great sincerity, he smiles and says, "Sure beats shopping, doesn't it?" And I share with you because that is the people we are to be, that in the circumstances we can still share a sense of joy about being the children of God, living by what Jesus has taught. And as we look at the parables of Jesus, we recognize again there are always illustrations within the society that the people are living, and so it helps them to understand. They can relate to the stories that Jesus tells. And this one in particular, they know then about a widow. They recognize those women, their society, and all that they are up against, and also about a particular judge. And as Jesus shares this parable, shares this story with the people, he emphasizes for them not to lose heart. Not to lose heart, he tells them. For Jesus wants to inspire. Jesus wants to share with them a sense of hope. The word inspire means to breathe into. It means to give life, to build up. And so Jesus shares this parable with the people to build them up, to inspire them. Now, in the Jewish community of which Jesus was a part, disputes were taken before the elders. And then they would then use their traditional laws and mandates to handle any of the things that were taking place amongst the people and come to a decision. They did not use the public courts. But now Jesus is talking about the public courts. In the parable, he's talking about a judge who would be a paid magistrate, not an elder of the community. Now, these judges were notoriously open to being influenced, commonly through bribery. And so the people knew that this system was one of perverted justice. No justice at all for many people. It was not only unjust, but decisions were made to promote injustice. And these judges who used these practices were known as robber judges. The widow would be a symbol of all of the poor and the defenseless, those who are without voice. She had no political weight. She had no financial weight to influence a judge. She had no means to exert any sorts of influence. There was no hope of justice from such a judge, especially if her opponent could exercise some sort of influence. And so she only had her persistence. Wear him out by continually coming. As Jesus shares this parable, he's talking about the people of God, the people of Israel, who are awaiting God. And the parable then is a contrast of how much a loving God will hear and act and give to all people, that they are not to lose heart. And though they may be oppressed, though they may not be free, though they may live with great difficulty, not to lose heart. Jesus tells of a judge who is in contrast with their God. God who will not be indifferent. God who will not be one to disregard them. A God who will not be distant. They are not to lose heart. Many of you may be fishermen or fisherwomen. I've never been much for that sort of thing, but I've heard stories from time to time. This particular man had spent many years fishing, and he had become discouraged. He decided he would make a whole new fresh beginning and a whole new start. He was going to re-equip himself with all the latest and the greatest before the next fishing season. And so then he went to a particular sporting goods store, and there was an immense, extravagant display of all things fishing. And so the man loaded his cart full of fishing poles and lures and new waders and clothes and tackle boxes and all this paraphernalia that you people who fish know about. But then as he went to the checkout line, he expressed his true feelings about his experiences and his expectations. As his bill was totaled up, he said to the cashier, "It would be a lot cheaper if you just sold fish here." Certainly a man who had lost hope and was discouraged. But Jesus now is one to breathe new life into God's people, into the world, particularly those who have waited. A renewal is found in being gathered around Jesus. They are buoyed by the love of God that they experience in Jesus. Jesus inspires them. And as they are inspired, as they are given life then, the disciples of Jesus, the followers of Jesus, are to they themselves give life and to inspire. As they are given hope, the followers of Jesus are to as well give hope. We are to be such people. A people of faith who are inspired, which shows in our life. It is evident in who we are and what we say and what we do. It is visible in everything about us. Faith is our trust and hope in God, but it is more. Faith is evidence of the presence of God in our lives, that the power of God is at work. The life that we have been given and the life that we are to share. And we are to be a people who seek justice. Justice means to be fair. Justice means to be equal. And as inspired people of Christ, those who have been given new life, we have to give life to others and hear the cries of those on the fringes. Hear the cries of those who are weak. Hear the cries of those who hold no power. Hear the cries of those who have no standing. Hear the cries of those who have no representation. Often those people are not us. Many of them are people who find themselves in the minority. Many of them are people of all different color. But often those people are us. Because often these people are children. Often these people are women. We are to speak for those who have no voice. Act for those who have no influence. As we are inspired, we are to inspire and to give life. There's a story of a man who made a decision each day that he would be in a good mood. It's hard for me to relate to that. He always tried to hold on to a positive outlook. And then one day he was shot in a failed robbery attempt at his restaurant. He lay on the floor bleeding. And he says that he chose to live. He asked if he was scared at that time, and he says, yes, but the paramedics came. And in that sense of consciousness, he recognized them telling them that he was going to be fine, supporting him and encouraging him. But when he was rolled into the emergency room, he remembers looking at the faces of the doctors and the nurses. And each one of those faces said, he's a dead man. One of the nurses was shouting questions to him, including, are you allergic to anything? There was a moment of silence, and he answered then as loudly as he could, yes, bullets. The emergency room was filled with a sense of laughter. And the man then said, you know, I choose to live, so operate on me as one, as if I'm alive, not dead. And so we too then live our lives as those who are alive, who have been inspired and given life, and then share that inspiration and to build up and to give life to all around us. Amen.